Hello, this is Ken Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together, and we're here asking you to comment, to subscribe, and to visit us at our sites. And today's topic is Dems are weakened and what they need to do about it. For the first time in modern history, the majority of Americans now believes that the Republican Party's best represents the interests of the working class and the poor, and that the Democratic Party is the party of wealthy people and the elites. Dems support in three of the crucial constituents, minorities, the young, and the urban voters, have been weakened. The Democratic Party is ill prepared to defend itself against a Republican Party determined to eviscerate liberalism. Not only was the outcome of the 2024 election seemingly supremely deflating, but many of the party's institutional allies are struggling to deal with setbacks. Democrats need to reimagine what it stands for and who is its condition. Now, Pew Research asked Democrats and Republicans whether they were optimistic or pessimistic about the future of their party after five presidential and midterm elections from 2016 to 2024. They were pessimistic, of course, but meanwhile, a substantial portion of the Republican electorate base are so angry, or were so angry, and still are perhaps, about liberal elites that they will stop at nothing to destroy them by whatever means Trump chooses to use. Amongst Democrats, optimism has fallen by 51%, while pessimism rode up to 48%. And that's well below the 61-38 for Democrats after the 2016 election. Polling suggests that Trump is ideologically closer to the median voter than Kamala Harris. The Democratic Party seems culturally out of touch to many Americans. Its brand is associating with championing niche interests. And the party, despite some crucial electoral victories, ultimately failed since 2016 to defeat the MAGA movement and its anti-establishment themes. CNN and MSNBC have experienced sharp post-election declines in viewership. Authoritarians tend to target the media, higher education, the bureaucracy, the legal system, and the military. Trump will use government powers to engage in selective punishments and purges on a scale we have really not seen before. So, where do we go from all of this? First, Democrats must regain majority power in at least one national institution. Even when Democrats do enjoy majorities, they have proved unwilling to give priorities to defending constitutional democracy. In the most recent Congress, for example, they failed to join bipartisan effort to reform the dangerously broad Insurrection Act. Advocacy groups should stop pressurizing elected officials to take positions that they cannot defend during the election. Democrats must agree on an approach to immigration that can command majority support, even if left-leaning immigration lawyers denounce it. We just lost the presidential election, and normally we would lick our wounds, take an audit of our failure, and wait patiently for the eventual rebound. However, Trump's return presents a more urgent situation for the Democrats. He's seeking to overturn the narrative about the January 6th insurrection and even jail some opponents. So the Democrats need to show that they will stand in his way and make him pause. For instance, Senate Democrats should challenge confirmation of political appointees who are January 6th sympathizers or who would willingly facilitate retribution. Of course, they would need at least a few Republican allies for any successful resistance. And they should build alliances with the few Republicans in Congress who have at least partially distanced themselves from Trump, including Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine. We need a flexible Democratic Party that is willing to compromise on various social and economic issues, for example, immigration, trans rights, tax policies, in the short run to protect democracy in the long run. It requires an ideological pivot towards moderate voters who may not always agree with socially and culturally liberal points. The Democratic Party and its candidates must regain the center and avoid the adoption of more extreme cultural and social policies that alienate middle and working classes. The Republican Party's excesses could make it more likely for Democrats to coordinate and converge around political positions that promise electoral success with moderate voters while also preventing a retreat of more radical supporters into abstinence, given how high the stakes are of the political game. The prospect of a sustained defeat will be the mother of moderation. Progressive policies seem to a majority of Americans to produce new forms of authoritarianism. And that's wrong. But so democratic politics, as interpreted by this or that party wing, have to be put on the back burner and probably permanently. Don't let America turn into an authoritarian one-party state. We need to demonstrate the resilience and the creativity that carried America through the crisis in the past, as we did during the American Revolution, the Civil War, and two World Wars. Thank you so much for listening. Please comment and subscribe and let us know what you think about these podcasts.